of the Lord, a very precious and expensive ointment. Just picture what that might have looked like for a moment if you were in that room and saw this woman pouring out this precious oil on the Lord's head. Now, in the heavenly doctrine, the Lord teaches us so much to understand how important this action was for us to understand both who the Lord is and understand how we can seek to be anointed ourselves. Anointing means the presence of good, of divine good, from the Lord's divine love. And the head in the heavenly doctrine represents really the whole person, because in our mind is where we think and where we will, where we want to do things. So think about what that means in reference to the Lord. This woman, by anointing the Lord's head with oil, was acknowledging that He is good itself. And everything that He thinks and wills has the divine good in it, because that is what He is. And it comes down onto His whole body. So every action that the Lord takes is good from His divine love. And that's why it's so important what this woman did in this story, because she recognized that in the internal sense we can see the power and nature of the Lord. Now, there were other people in that room who did not like what she did, weren't there? They thought she should have sold the expensive ointment and got money from the sale of the ointment and given it to the poor, which would have been a good thing, but the Lord said that what she did with it was a good thing, and that her actions should be remembered, that when the gospel is preached, the good news of the word of the Lord, that this story should be told as well throughout the world. And what is it that should be told throughout the world? Is that the Lord is good itself from His divine love, and that every single thing He does is to do good for you and every human being ever born. Coming out in His actions, everything He did when He was on earth was good. Everything He thinks and wills is good, all from His divine love. The very reason and purpose for the creation of the human race is good from His divine love, so that He can give every single one of us every possible chance to go to heaven and be happy forever. So in reference to the Lord, this woman anointing His head with this oil teaches us so much about who the Lord is and why He does what He does. But anointing can teach us a lot about ourselves as well and what we need to do. There are many stories about anointing in the Word, and one of the first in the Old Testament is a familiar story. It's Jacob's dream. Do you remember Jacob's dream where he dreamt of the stairway that went all the way up into heaven and angels were coming down and going up and the Lord was at the top? And when he had that dream, do you remember what he slept on? He slept on a stone. And when he woke up from the dream, he realized the Lord is in this place. And then he anointed that stone. He poured oil on that stone. In the internal sense, this teaches us that when we learn truths, we need to seek out the Lord to anoint those truths. That means to live those truths, to do good things with those truths, to make them part of our life. Anoint the truths with oil, or let the Lord anoint them in us. And in the heavenly doctrine it says, in reference to this story about anointing the stone, that truths without good have no life of heaven within them. So that is a general idea we can keep in mind when we think about anointing. But a more specific idea from anointing in the Old Testament is one that may not be as familiar. In the second book of Samuel and in Isaiah, the Lord teaches that the weapons of war should be anointed. The weapons of war. Now, isn't that an interesting command there? For the weapons of war, swords and shields, to be anointed. Now, they represent, in the good sense, truths from the Word that we can use to dispel and fight falsities, ideas that are wrong and harmful. Now, what if we do that with truths from the Word without having those truths anointed in the good of the Lord's love? We might see a false idea and say, that idea is wrong, and I know it's wrong, and pat ourselves on the back because we know so well that it's wrong. That would be using the truths of the Word, the weapons of spiritual warfare, without having them anointed first. We could even think that we're better than others who don't know that those ideas are false. And that's the kind of use of the weapons of spiritual war that comes when they're not anointed with good from the Lord's love. But when they're anointed first, and you can picture oil being poured on these weapons before they're used in combat, when they're anointed first, when we see that false idea, instead it'll cause us to be humble and grateful to the Lord and say, thank you that I'm not going to suffer the way I would if I lived according to this idea that simply isn't true. And it'll also help us help others see that these ideas that are false and shouldn't be lived by, because they will only lead to misery. That's how using the weapons of spiritual warfare after they are anointed can work. Now, a final example we can look at in the Old Testament of when things are anointed is the tabernacle itself. Did you know that every item in the tabernacle, whether it was the fabrics or the lampstands or the altar of burnt offerings and the altar of incense and all of the vessels associated with those things, the Lord commanded that every single one of those items had to be anointed. Now, in general, the things of the tabernacle represent worship. So the Lord here is helping us see that we need to approach worshiping the Lord seeking to be anointed. Now, how can that work? Well, it can work here today at church, or it can work when you worship at home. We can do those things asking the Lord to help us see how to live what He's teaching us, to feel His divine loving presence, giving us the confidence to make the decisions we need to make from His teachings. And then when we say the Lord's Prayer and pray to the Lord together, we can have this in our mind that we're seeking out to be anointed by the Lord. When we hear the stories from His Word and talk about the Word, we can do that with seeking out being anointed by the Lord as our motivation. And even when we sing songs together in worship, or even at home about the Word and stories from the Word, we can do that with the motivation of being anointed by good from the Lord's love when we worship. So when we think about generally anointing the truths of the Lord, or the Lord anointing those truths in us, and think specifically about how we can use those truths as anointed truths to dispel falsity, and then how we can worship the Lord, seeking Him to anoint us, we can picture how the Lord really is the one anointed one Himself. And we can picture this image of this woman pouring the oil on His head, and that oil going down onto His body, and how the Lord knew the internal sense of what was happening. Because when He described it, He said, "She has come beforehand to put ointment on my body." Now, she poured it on His head, but He said she put it on His body. He might have been describing what the oil did after it came down from His head. But He also knew the internal sense of the oil being on His body being a truth that is communicated to us now through the heavenly doctrine that everything that He does with His divine human body is good. And even His name means the anointed. Messiah is Hebrew for anointed. And Christ is Greek for anointed. So when we approach the Lord and everything He does for us, seeking to be anointed, He will bless us, just as He said in the psalm, "Even with life forevermore." Amen.